And yes, it is my birthday. No matter how many years go by, I still feel as though I'm a work in progress. Yes, I have flaws. There are people who will witness to that. And I recognize as well that there is room for improvement. That I have seen growth in my life, spiritually, in my religious thinking. I have put much effort into my overall fitness and health, tried to eat well. I have spent much time working at golf, but the definition of golf is a work in progress. I have experienced much progress, and I have experienced much growth. And I celebrate each new insight that I gain. Life is an ongoing epiphany. It is a time for celebration of new insights, of greater understanding of what we face. And as the experience, the revelations that are shared with us, how we are changed and how we are transformed. It was the beginning of the new year. The husband said to his wife, "You know, being a new year, it's time to improve, to do things differently." And so then he plopped down on the couch with his bowl of popcorn and turned on football. His wife said to him, "Well, you know, it seems like you're starting the new year like you started all the others." And he says, "Well, I was thinking about you." We began the season of insight, the season of epiphany with the baptism of Jesus, experiencing the presence of God in the lives of His people, to be able to rub shoulders with God, to learn more of God's characteristics and God's nature. With that came the invitation by Jesus to come and see, to witness what God had done. And now continue walking that journey. Continue sharing in that new relationship. Now we turn to Mark. As Mark in his gospel, there is the proclamation of the good news. And for Jesus, this is a description that the kingdom of God has come near. The word used in kingdom is the Greek basileia. It's more to do with a land or a region, but rather a kingdom is the understanding that one has a Lord and that Lord calls you to serve. You live in the kingdom of the Lord. You accept the standing of the Lord and then you are directed by that Lord. The kingdom is your sphere of influence. And so, as with that understanding, Jesus speaks of the kingdom, and when one is called, one follows one's Lord. It is that which rules life. It is being a part of the kingdom that rules life, how we live, and the journey that we embark upon. It is not a life of rules. Often you'll hear discussions about Christianity and those who will object because it's all about rules to follow. My understanding is not that at all. Nothing near that at all. I believe that's a misconception of what Jesus shares and how Jesus shares the insights of God. But those who don't want rules to follow and will object to those often have a misconception that they can be independent. Because everyone is following something. Most commonly, it's one's own self-interest. It is about personal success and personal pleasure, personal comfort. And there are outside forces leading and pulling and tugging all the time. We are far from being independent. And so the question is, what does rule our life? And what does rule our heart? And so we look into the good news of the kingdom. If we look at the words of Paul in his letter to the Ephesians, Paul says, "Is by grace we have been saved." We have been saved. And this is a gift of God. Therefore, we are God's workmanship. There is progress continually being made. How we are created by Christ Jesus to do good works. What rules life is a result of God's promise, God's covenant, God's grace. What rules life is being part of that kingdom and a Lord who directs us. Many of you might enjoy birthday parties. Certainly they're fun. Kind of the understanding of a birthday party, though, is that you first begin by inviting people. You generally don't invite everybody you know. Am I correct on that? A selection process takes place. Certain people are selected and certain people receive invitations. And then those people who are selected and given invitation, who go to the party, they bring a gift. They bring a gift. We celebrate the party of the kingdom. The party of the kingdom where all are invited, which is initiated by Jesus, an expression of God's grace. All are invited and all are to come and all are given a gift. The gift of grace and the gift of forgiveness. All are given the gift of unconditional acceptance and unconditional love. That is the kingdom party. And the result of that, in response to that, we do good. For what rules is the goodness of our heart. We follow because we have a relationship in harmony with God, a relationship in which God is concerned for our well-being, and we trust in that authority in our life. We trust then in that guidance and in that direction. It is more than conformity or a following of laws. It is more than begrudgingly acting as we believe we should. But we do so out of the goodness of our heart. A mother was piling her young daughter into the car because they were off to do some errands and so forth. She told her daughter to get in the back seat, sit in her seat, buckle her seatbelt. Her daughter just stood there, said no. We all know what that's like then, to enter into this discussion with children. She continued to ask her daughter, sit in your seat, put on your seatbelt. Daughter stood there on the back seat, said no. This sort of thing tends to escalate. It began to be heated. Finally, the daughter, with a big pout on her face, sits down on her seat, puts on her seatbelt, then informs her mother, "I may be sitting on the outside, but I'm standing on the inside." It is more than just conforming to doing so begrudgingly. But we follow and we are moved and we act out of the goodness then of our heart. We look at the calling of the fishermen. I love this picture, and the picture that's on the front of your bulletin, because the fisherman nearest Jesus is standing there. In one hand he has his net, the other hand he's pointing at himself. And I can just hear him asking the question as Jesus calls him to follow, and he is saying, "Who, me? You want me?" It's the same question we often ask as well, as we are called to serve, We often will ask that question, who? Me? We walk in that relationship with Jesus, and as we do, we strive to do those things that are beneficial, helpful, advance the cause of others, and to build up one another. Because we are part of the kingdom. We recognize a Lord whom we serve. We are not to hurt or to harm, to have no other master. Nothing in society or the world can impose itself upon us. And we, like those fishermen, those who come from a lowly way of life, we, like those fishermen, the focus is not what we are, but what Jesus can make of us. Two young boys were sitting and talking with one another, and one of the mothers overheard the other say, the friends of her son say, "Your dad took you to work with him? Doesn't he know you're a kid?" We are kids of the kingdom. We are but kids in many ways. We are called to follow and to journey together and join in the work of the kingdom. We recognize that much progress has been made. We have experienced much progress in our own lives. But as we walk hand in hand and as we journey, there's much progress yet ahead. Amen.